Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
Rohirrim, inquiry into the performance. What did you make of the ride from Josh Parr?
It was an interesting one, wasn't it, Laurie? I suppose that's probably the biggest news story out of the day at Rosehill there on the weekend. I think Josh, in my opinion, might have erred slightly just in the initial stages, dragging the horse back to last. But having said that, it wasn't too dissimilar to the horse's racing pattern to start before when he settled well back in the field and came with a withering burst down the outside and won. So I suppose the fact the horse started as a twos-on favourite probably sort of tightened the lens or sharpened the lens on the horse on the weekend there. And I know the steward sort of inquired or pursued a line of questioning around the fact that his manager apparently tipped another horse on top on a tipping service he has on a website. So that inquiry will be ongoing in the next week or two. We'll wait to hear more from that. On the horse's performance, put it this way, I don't think he can do much more than what he did. He ran home in 32.35 his
Wow.
last 600 metres. It was the fastest in the meter. You can't run home faster than that, basically. So whether he should have settled a little bit closer in the run, I'm not too sure. But what I will say is that to my eye, I don't think he travelled that well on the run. He's just out of his comfort zone a little bit with such a frenetic speed. He just around the corner there, you just see him. Josh is just niggling at him a little bit. So he didn't quite travel as comfortably as what I thought he might have. Having said that, maybe he could have settled a position or two closer after he jumped pretty cleanly.
Yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing. That's how we judge it, isn't it, Adam? And quite
Yeah.
clearly, when you're running 32 and a bit, you think you're
Punters
winning.
don't, though.
No, and your odds on. But if I'm Josh Parr, you go, well, I don't make the odds.
Exactly
I
right.
just tried to get the horse into its comfort zone a bit,
Yeah.
and thinking, we'll finish it off well. I think the leader was better than they probably thought. In Chessmate, looks to be a pretty nice horse for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bright Adam. But in saying all that, I didn't take the odds on, right? So,
If you
and
took
I never
the
do.
odds on, you'd be blowing up.
Yeah, you'd be blowing up deluxe, Adam. I mean, that's just the way we speak.
Yeah, I think the leader's a pretty smart horse, TK.
Yeah.
I think your points made very well there. And James Cummings made the point to the stewards in the inquiry on Saturday afternoon, saying that, hey, we don't make the markets. We don't
Did
think
he?
that horse should have been a $1.50 favourite. And then the scrutiny probably on the horses heightened because he was such a short price. So, I think Godolphin had concerns about the way that the race shape was going to set up with Chesstar potentially getting a pretty soft lead. And I suppose he didn't get a soft lead, but it just ran them along and ran them into the ground, and the race would have turned out that way.
Adam, we've just got a text message in from Tiger Marty. It goes, he's villain Brendan Abdullah
Abdullah.
for taking the ride in Abdon on Saturday at a kilo over and stewards allowing it. Goes down by half a head. If you can't make the weight, don't take the ride. What's happened there?
Well, it's an interesting one, Laurie. I haven't quite seen the steward's report from the weekend yet, so I have to go back and have a double look at that if that's okay. But yeah, it's a similar situation to Hughie Bowman in the Melbourne Cup, isn't it, really? What I will say, these jockeys are pushing themselves to their absolute limits week in, week out, so it can be difficult to make the weight. There's obviously weight fluctuations throughout the day, but I know the punters have every right to probably be disgruntled if that was the case on the weekend there with Abdon flashing late and just going down in a tight photo finish. So I'll have to go back and check that steward's report, guys, for you if that's okay, and just see exactly what the stewards did with Brenton.
Look, they've obviously made leave to ride it over. They've said, yeah, they probably couldn't find another suitable jockey at that weight. Probably, maybe, and if you had a, you could have thrown a 2 kilo claimer on there.
Yeah, no. Well, Tiger Marty, he's just asking what's
Yeah,
going
sure.
on. Yeah.
Yeah, all of those things. Different to Huey because Huey actually weighed out and then weighed
Wait
in
in.
heavy as well, and didn't get permission where
Yep.
quite clearly Abdullah had permission. The Taj Mahal wins the Zipping Classic. So Lloyd wins again. I think he's won, would it be 8 of the last 16 or 6 of the last 12 Zipping Classics, Lloyd?
He basically wins it every second year, TK. I think you're
Yeah.
spot on there. His record is phenomenal in the race. The Taj Mahal was really good there, beating Doha Herald. I suppose probably the big story out of the race might have been the potential retirement of Fushat Thabarmaman, the 10-year-old who's running his fourth Melbourne Cup just a couple of weeks ago. Chris Waller hasn't confirmed that yet, but there were suggestions after the race at Sandown on the weekend, and that might be it for Fushat Thabarmaman after finish down the track in that race, the Zipping Classic. The other big story to come out of Sandown, I thought, guys, on the weekend was Ringy Ding Ding winning the Sandown Guineas. Now, talk about a horse that had a busy schedule. I was going back through his form last night. He's run on Caulfield Cup Day. He's run on Cox Plate Day. He missed Derby Day, but he ran on Stakes Day. Now he's run on Sandown Guineas Day. So he's basically run 4 of the last 5 weeks, and he's still just thriving with racing under the tutelage of Darren Weir down there. He was really good winning the Sandown Guineas. Promising horse. I can't wait to see what's in store for him in the autumn.
And Joe Moreira, what's happening with him, mate?
Yeah, just quickly, guys, he's got a permit to come back and ride in Hong Kong for the 6 months. We know that he failed that written exam in Japan when he's trying to get a license to ride for the JRA over there just recently. He's come back to Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Jockey Club have given him a 6-month license. I dare say that will turn into a permanent one after he finishes that 6 months. He was back riding winners at that big meeting yesterday. It was a key lead-up to the international races in a couple of weeks, so no doubt Joe will be back there riding plenty of winners in Hong Kong, putting the pressure on the likes of Zach Burton in the next 6 months.
Adam, you're a champion.